Have you been masturbating again? Don't look at the floor. The answer isn't down there. Now tell mommy the truth. Have you been a bad little masturbator? That's right. And what did mommy tell you about that? Shouldn't. That is a good word to remember. Good boys don't touch themselves now, do they? I know you want to be a good boy for mommy, don't you? It's okay to be embarrassed. You should be. Now, we need to talk about last night. When mommy came into your room and caught you being a very naughty boy. Mommy heard sounds coming from your room, didn't she? When I opened the door and turned on the lights, mommy could tell that you were not behaving yourself. Mommy always knows. You know that, right? When I pulled the sheets back and looked down, what did mommy see? That's right. Mommy saw her boy naked, rubbing himself. Rubbing himself with mommy's panties. Mommy's silky, soft, satin panties. Did you have permission to go through mommy's things like that? No, you did not. Mommy's hamper is not your personal playground. Mommy's panties are not a toy for you to rub against your little penis, are they? No, they are not. Look at me. I don't care how embarrassing it is. Mommy's little masturbator needs to see how disappointed mommy is. Mommy's little disappointment. Is that what you want to be? Or do you want to be mommy's good boy? I thought so. But good boys don't touch themselves without permission, do they? No, they don't. This isn't the first time we have had to have this conversation, though, is it? And what did I tell you was going to happen if you didn't obey mommy? That's right. You would be punished. Go get mommy's hairbrush. Good boy. Now come over here and lay across mommy's lap. Mommy needs to give you a spanking now. One you are going to remember. You are going to count each stroke. And then after each one, I want you to apologize for being a bad little masturbator. Do you understand? Good. You need to speak up. Whispering won't do. You don't sound sincere at all. Now let's try again. No, that wasn't number two. They don't count if you don't respond properly. Now start again. That's right. One. And are you truly sorry? Hold still, baby boy. Mommy needs to teach you a lesson. Let me soothe that a bit. I know it stings. But it's supposed to sting. Words didn't have any effect, did they? So maybe turning your bottom red will help you remember the rules. Yes, I know, baby boy. I know you are sorry. That's it. You can cry for me if you need to. I will stop when you have learned your lesson, and not one moment before. You promise? Are you sure, baby boy? You promised before, but just last night, you were being a bad little masturbator again. I know, I know. Mommy still loves you. But you need discipline. You need punishment. You need to be a good boy for Mommy. Not a dirty, filthy masturbator. That is a good boy, taking your punishment from me. Now you promised Mommy no more masturbating. To make sure, you're going to have to sleep with your bedroom door open so Mommy can check on you. And no more covers. I think it is just too tempting for you to rub yourself when you're all covered up and you think Mommy can't see. Now stand up and show Mommy your little penis, baby boy. Oh, it's so adorable when it's all small like that. But Mommy likes it more when it's big and thick and hard. Mommy likes playing with her boy like Mommy's little toy. Oh, there we are. Mommy's little man isn't so little anymore, is he? That is for Mommy to touch and to make nice and hard. When you masturbate, you ruin all of Mommy's fun. And that is no way for a boy to behave, now is it? You don't want to spoil Mommy's fun, especially when she's being so nice to you. Maybe Mommy should slip off her panties and wrap them around my boy's cock and let him feel how nice they are. Can you feel some of Mommy's wetness there too? Mommy's satin panties. Hands behind your back, baby boy. This is for Mommy, not for your naughty hands. Doesn't that feel nice? Oh, I know how much you love Mommy's panties. But Mommy isn't going to let you come today, baby boy. Because you need to remember that this is for Mommy and not for your greedy hands. Mommy has a special pair of breeches for you to wear to bed tonight. They are nice and tight, and the inside is lined with horsehair. I'm afraid it's going to be very itchy. But I want you to remember why you're being punished and why you have to squirm all night. So now, let's get you all ready for bed. Slip the breeches on and Mommy's going to click these two little locks shut. Oh, there's my good boy. No pouting, baby boy. You brought this on yourself. Mommy is just helping you break your dirty habit. Now, what do you say? That's right. Thank you, Mommy. Good boy. And if by the end of the week, I've seen some improvement in your attitude and behavior, we can try going back to sleeping without the britches. Yes, baby boy. I said a week. Would you like to make that 2 weeks? I didn't think so. Now let's get you all tucked in for the night. Try to keep quiet. Mommy has a busy day tomorrow and needs to get her sleep. Oh, I love you too, baby boy. Sleep tight.